think the first time was at Berwick Sevens. He was playing for the YM, and we had a few injuries for various different reasons, and we're kind of progressing through the tournament, and we needed a player, and the YM had unfortunately got knocked out, and Stuart was obviously keen as mustard to get playing for Hike, and he came and he played for us, and you know, I noticed then, just, well, everybody noticed then that he had something just a wee bit different about most people at his age, and you know, he had that raw talent and the rugby brain that we see that he's got now, and obviously he's progressed from that, and he's worked on his game really hard, and where he is now, it's just, you know, it's really you know, it's testament to him how he's progressed and his attitude and what he sacrificed and where he is now. It's you know, he deserves it all, to be fair. It's never been handed to him in a plate. He's had to work really hard for it. So yeah, he's doing well, and I think there's probably more to come from him. You know, you always hear people about you know, I want to be the next Stuart Hogg, and I think it's good for little kids to have that aspiration, and it's good that, you know, he's pretty grounded. He's often back to Hike, and he comes out with the boys, and he comes down to the Hike games if he's got a free weekend or anything like that. So he's pretty grounded. I think the only thing he's annoyed about is he's allowed to ride his horse as much as he'd like to now for the obvious reasons. But, you know, he's a Hike boy through and through, and, you know, he'll be the first to say that. And obviously, you know, young kids can see that in him, and especially in Hike, they want to be like him, and they want to achieve what he's achieved. So he's a great role model, you know, for the town of Hike and for the country.